Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys, take two, it's all Chris's fault.
Hello everyone, and I'll admit, that was my fault.
Yeah, 100% your fault. So we are here with a very special guest, Keith, who is Chris's brother. You can say hi if you want.
Hi everyone.
We are recording this actually in San Diego. We're still here, it's November. I'm not sure when you guys are going to hear it, but we didn't want to miss a chance to talk to Keith and record a podcast with him. And of course we wanted to do it live because that's way better than doing it over Zoom. So you will hear this at some point, probably February or March, depending on our content calendar. But so we're here, and I think Chris wanted to talk to Keith. What did you want to talk to Keith about?
A little about the East Coast and West Coast.
Yeah, the differences between East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. And, yeah, I still remember the drive out here because I helped to move out here in his U-Haul. Me and my son, Zane.
That was before me.
Before you. Zane was a 10 at
Zane
the time.
Is our oldest child.
Yep. And, yeah, we moved out here, helped Keith move out here, and it was a long drive, and we had a lot of stops. What was your favorite part of the trip, Keith?
So I liked the long stops because it wasn't all driving. We got to take a few breaks. And my favorite part was probably Utah. It had a lot of outdoor things to do. The
nice scenery.
Hot tub or whatever it is, the hot stream.
Oh, the hot springs?
Yeah. Hot springs,
oh, that's cool. I didn't know you guys did that. That's very cool.
They had, you know, a lot of outdoor things. And it was pretty nice area.
Yeah. Yeah.
My favorite part of the trip was when we were driving, you and Zane were in the U-Haul. I was behind you in your car, and we're driving down the highway. We have the mountains all around us, and all of a sudden, I see the U-Haul go screech all the way to the side of the road, and I see you and Zane jump out of the truck. And what happened?
So Zane thought he could get to the top of the mountain within about 10 minutes, and I took that bet right away.
And yeah, of
bet
course
about
you did.
$10,
and you got take advantage of a 10-year-old, but
I offered to give him an hour, and he said, I only need 10 minutes, and he got about 100 yards up the mountain, then
he called it.
Yeah, his eyes were definitely bigger than his heart or legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, however that saying goes, that's not it, but...
It's close enough.
Close enough, sure. We're going to go with that.
So do you miss anything on the East Coast?
Well, the thing I miss the most is probably family and all hanging out with all my extended family and you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We miss you too because you moved out here before Chris and I even met. So
yeah.
You guys were already out here. So I didn't even meet. I don't even remember how soon I met you guys because I don't even think I met your parents for like 6 months-ish. Yeah. So it was probably like a year before I even met you guys.
Do you miss the snow?
And now we love you guys.
I miss, you know, the sledding aspect, but not the cold aspect of the snow.
You guys, Chris used to tell me, or he's told me stories about how your dad built a sled for all seven of you Ruwines to go down.
The toboggan.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That was the fastest sled, probably.
Is that still in existence anywhere, like at Nina's house? Nina is their mother.
I don't think it made it. Yeah. Broken a few times and had to be repaired. And
okay.
But
that's cool, though.
We set some land speed records.
I bet it was seven people on it. I bet. How long was that thing? It must have been like 10 feet long.
It was long.
To fit all seven of you on there.
It took three of us to carry it.
Yeah, I believe that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a good memory.
Yeah.
And what do you like most about the West Coast?
Just the laid-back atmosphere, the weather is always nice. Yeah, there's some nice people out here, too.
Right. And are you still a Red Sox fan?
Still a Red Sox fan, even though the Padres are the main team out here. But I cheered on the Padres a little this year. Just
because?
In the playoffs.
Okay.
All right.
It was fun to watch them
battle
the...
Have you been to a Padres game?
I have. I've been to one when they played the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So you got to see the Sox. How long ago was that?
It was a long time.
Because they're not in the same league, right?
Yeah.
Or are they?
When they're doing interleague play.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not, like, big into baseball, but I did know there was, like,
different leagues. Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay.
What about the food? You miss any of the food that you can't get on?
So I miss the most probably the Chinese food.
Okay.
They have some great Chinese food on the East Coast. I have a theory about Chinese food. In order for you to have good Chinese food, you need to have a Chinatown area. I know Boston has a Chinatown.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
San Diego doesn't have a Chinatown. So.
Oh, that's a pretty good theory.
I know. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. We're going to have to try Chinese food out here just to say we did at some point.
Yeah.
Not tonight, though, because we're getting pizza from some delicious pizza place. Yeah. But I feel like we owe it to ourselves to at least try it at some point.
We want to test that theory.
Yeah.
I do miss all the sandwich, like the pizza shops, too, all the local ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because we're in a really good pizza area. We've got that South Shore Bar Pizza. So there's so many small mom and pop places where we are. Mm-hmm. There's some really good pizza.
And the Grinders.
The Grinders. I know, because like we like Coletti's, which is in Rainham, which is near your mother's house. Their subs are so good.
Yeah.
So good.
But you do have In-N-Out here.
Yeah.
You have Krispy Kreme here.
Yeah.
And
Del Taco, which I love Del Taco. Sorry.
Some of the best Mexican food is out here.
No, the best Mexican food we've ever had is out here in San Diego.
Yeah, that's one thing I like.
Yeah.
I enjoy the Mexican food.
Yeah.
It's
delicious. It's really good out here.
Authentic.
Yeah. 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 We have a good Mexican where we are, but it doesn't compare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good enough, I guess.
And In-N-Out's pretty good.
Pretty good.
In-N-Out is so good. And thank you, because we just tried a burger animal style. We've had the burgers and we love the burgers, but we've never had an animal style burger.
That was a secret.
So thank you.
Menu.
Yeah. The animal style is on there. They not
add pickles,
so secret menu.
And they add the grilled onions.
Yeah, so good. That's the new way I'm going to be getting my burgers from In-N-Out whenever we're out here. So thank you. I owe that to you.
Yep. All right, so now we're going to get into some East Coast and West Coast trivia.
Wow, that was quick. I thought you had more to talk to Keith about.
I've been talking to him for 48 years.
Okay. I don't know. I thought maybe, like, do you miss Dunkin' Donuts? Like Cape Cod chips, you didn't talk about Cape Cod chips.
I love the Cape Cod. Thankfully, the Cape Cod has expanded to this area.
Oh, you can get Cape Cod chips here now?
No. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, so why did we bring you Cape Cod chips?
Well, I still enjoy them. You know, those are direct from source. So
yeah, that's
these
true.
Ones
yes.
that have to go through all the middlemen.
Yeah, we went right to the Cape Cod chip factory in Hyannis to get those. Just kidding.
Big supermarket, you know, takes all the profits and everything.
Yeah. He's so cute. Jonah just tiptoed through. That was so cute. He was like super quiet. If you guys heard that, you didn't even hear it because he was like super stealthy. That was so cute.
Like a ninja.
Like a ninja. Yeah, so we do have some East Coast, West Coast facts.
So, did you know that the East Coast is made up of 14 states?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And I took that because I was afraid that you were going to mispronounce, like,
half of those,
yeah. Like, because Maryland is spelled like M-A-R-Y, Maryland, and I was like, oh my God, what if he says that wrong? So, yeah. And the West Coast actually includes three states. And I'm also taking this one because Washington, California, and Oregon. So I know some people say Oregon. I know this is a topic of debate. It's a regional thing. In New England, we say Oregon. Like we used to play the Oregon Trail. How do you say it, Keith?
Oregon.
Wrong. How do you say it, Chris?
Oregon.
Wrong. It's Oregon. Well, how do you guys say that? You guys grew up in Bridgewater. How do you not say Oregon?
Is this pronounced Oregon?
But it's not. It's Oregon. Well, don't come at me if you live in Oregon, because that's how I pronounce it. Many people in New England. Virginia's in the background. Come on. Back me up, sis.
Oregon.
Shut up! Who asked you anyway? It's Oregon.
I was like, wait a minute, which one did Robin say?
Dang it! But so, I say Oregon. Anyway, move it. Yeah, you're weird.
I think most people on the East Coast do say Oregon.
They do. I know they do. I've heard so many people. We used to call it the Oregon Trail. Yes. Like in first grade, we played the Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia's in the background. You know Virginia because you already heard her podcast, so you're already familiar.
So some famous East Coast landmarks, which we've all been to, me and Robin, Statue of Liberty, the White House, the Empire State Building, the Freedom Trail in Boston, and a bunch of beaches in Florida.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us some of the famous West Coast landmarks? Do you know?
Yeah. We got the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
That's up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
The Hollywood sign.
Yes. We've seen that. That was on my life bucket list.
Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
And Pike Place Market and the Space Needle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the Space Needle from the World's Fair?
It might be.
I have no idea.
That's in Seattle, right?
Yeah, it's in Seattle. Yeah. I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't know. I've never been to Seattle. I don't know much about the West Coast because I'm from the best coast, which is the East Coast. So I know much more about the East Coast.
And the most populated East Coast city, which everyone probably knows, is New York City. And that has a population of 8.5 million. And what's the most populated West Coast city, Keith?
That would be Los Angeles. The thing about Los Angeles, too, is it's a lot more spread out, the population. It's bigger, like, city size as far as...
Like area-wise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you can drive across New York City in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
While Los Angeles might take you a few hours.
That with the traffic, too.
With the traffic.
Virginia just gave me the thumbs up. So the Space Needle was part of the World's Fair?
Yes. Excellent job, hubby.
Yeah. Good job, Keith. I had no idea. I learned something new.
It opened for the World's Fair, yes.
Was the World's Fair in Seattle? Do you have that information in front of you?
It sure is.
Oh, thank God. We have a Googler in the background.
No, fact checker.
Fact checker, yes. Yeah, like the Facebook fact checkers? Yeah. Okay. Oh, please don't be like them.
Yeah.
And then the East Coast, that spans over 2,000 miles from the tip of Maine to the northern part of Florida in the south. It features everything from snowy mountains in New England to warm sandy beaches in southeast.
Yeah, and the West Coast stretches over 1,300 miles from Washington in the north to California in the south, and it all obviously borders the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, and the East Coast is known for iconic regional foods, including New England clam chowder, lobster rolls from Maine, Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh my God, so good.
And Florida key lime pie. Which of those is your favorite, Keith?
I'd have to say the lobster roll.
Really?
Those are good.
I don't know. I love me a Philly cheesesteak, but I'm going to go with the key lime pie. It's good. Like, we can get key lime pie in Massachusetts, but the key lime pie we had in Key West, there's no comparison. It's incredible.
Another fact, the lobsters out in California that we have in the Pacific Ocean don't have claws. So there's no claws.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The spiny lobster.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Isn't the claw what makes a lobster?
That's what I say.
So,
yeah.
They're just lobs?
Yeah, they just have legs and tails.
That's so weird.
The claw meat's my favorite meat.
I don't eat seafood, so I've never had lobster, but I'm actually going to Google a picture of a Pacific Ocean lobster. Well,
spiny
you guys
lobster.
Can talk. Spiny, that's what they're called, spiny lobsters?
Yep.
Weird.
And then also in California, you guys have the Napa Valley.
Oh, they're so weird.
And the Sonoman County.
Wait, what?
The Sonoman County, which are famous for the world-class wine production.
What the heck did you just say? Sonoman?
Sonoman? Sonoma.
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 Stop it, because I'm going to start laughing. And we're going to have to redo this.
All right. Oh, and something... You probably
this
don't
is what
miss,
I live
Keith,
with you guys.
Is the tropical storms, the hurricanes that we used to get.
You know, I kind of miss the hurricanes and storms from a aspect of the power of the storms. But
right.
Yeah.
Because we don't really have many like extreme weather situations out here.
Yeah, we just talked about this today. I had asked Keith if he got a lot of earthquakes down here in San Diego. And what was your answer?
I've only felt one. and I could remember the specific one. It was on Easter. And we were at Outback, and the whole thing above the bar was shaking.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because when I feel like California is portrayed as like the earthquake capital of the universe.
Yeah.
And that's funny. That's cool.
And what about like fires? Don't you have a lot of, sometimes get wildland fires?
There are a lot of fires.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually around this time of the year when all like the plants die off and dry out. And
yeah, we've been in a drought in Massachusetts, and there's been a ton of wildfires because it didn't rain. Like, I don't even think it rained for 3 months. I don't think it's rained since like August. And there were like up near Salem and Lynn, there were a ton of wildfires. And then when we were home last weekend, so it's Thanksgiving week now, we were home and it rained for a couple of days. And hopefully the wildfires are out. I haven't heard anything, but that's not typical Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But we get what's called in the New England nor'easter.
Yeah.
And every time we get one, it makes me want to come move out here with Keith.
Well, we have our own things out here that they refer to, like the Santa Anas and El Nino.
Oh, El Nino. I've heard that.
It's our own version of nor'easters.
But you're not getting like 4 feet of snow.
No, no. But
well, we don't always get snow with nor'easters. Sometimes it's rain. It's like wind and rain. I just kicked you. I'm sorry.
No comparison.
To what? From here to there?
From here to nor'easter, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
The Santa Anas are like winds.
Okay.
So those are not good for the fires.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad for the fires. Okay.
And then something to compare is, as of 2024, Dunkin' Donuts locations in Massachusetts are over 1,000, with 1,040. And there's approximately 273 Starbucks locations.
Dunkin'.
And do you know how many are in Washington, Keith?
Starbucks?
Yeah.
There's 741.
I wasn't listening to any of that because I'm still stuck on
Dunkin'. Well, only 150 Dunkin' Donuts.
And what do you prefer, Dunkin' or Starbucks?
You know, I'm not a huge coffee drinker, but
which
I think
you did
Dunkin'
say.
Donuts, I like the donuts. And so I'd have to say Dunkin' Donuts. But
all right.
You know, if I had to choose a donut, it would probably be Krispy Kreme.
But, yeah, thank you. Because you guys have Krispy Kremes out here, and we don't have those back home. And that makes me sad because they're delicious. We were at Krispy Kreme this morning, and it was so good. We actually drove by a Dunkin' Donuts this morning, too. And I was like, oh, there's a Dunkin' Donuts right by our hotel.
And the first Starbucks is in Washington,
yes,
in Seattle.
Yes.
And then here are some fun facts about the East Coast. Maine, Keith likes his lobster. 90% of the world supply is from Maine.
And not the world supply, just the nation's supply.
Oh, nation supply? Okay. Yeah. And then did you know some lobsters can live over 100 years and weigh up to 40 pounds? That could feed a family.
I did not know that. Okay. And I'm going to tell you guys that St. Augustine, Florida, claims to be the home to Ponce de Leon's legendary Fountain of Youth. Spoiler alert, it's just a spring, but it's fun to dream about it, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
A side note, one of my favorite X-Files episodes.
I know exactly which episode you're talking about.
Was when they were found the guy from Ponce de Leon.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't know you watched that.
I did.
Oh, well, you're cooler than I even thought.
And then another thing that the East Coast has is the
Appalachian Trail. This is another word that's going to be a point of contention with people because I know in the South they call it the Appalachian Trail, but in the Northeast it's Appalachian, and that's how we are always going to say it. Although, Chris, I don't know what you were going to say.
I think because I was going to say apple.
we have bullet points written down, and I saw him struggling, and that's why I interrupted, but it's Appalachian. Don't come at me. I don't want to hear it. If you call it Appalachian, good for you. You get a gold star, but we call it Appalachian. And we also get a gold star because I know it's like a regional difference.
And it's over 2,000 miles long. It goes through 14 states on the East Coast. I think I've hiked probably a mile of it in New Hampshire.
I've seen the sign.
Yeah. Have you done any hiking on the trail?
in
the Appalachian Trail?
I have not.
No, we have, because doesn't the Appalachian Trail go over Mount Washington?
It does.
Oh, it does.
And we went to the top of Mount Washington, so technically I think I did step on the Appalachian Trail.
We drove up there, or took
the
train.
We took the train up there. But we got out at the top, so I think I stepped on the Appalachian Trail. Nice. That's all I'm ever going to do, so I don't hike. You never have to look for me in a hiking trail if I ever go missing. Not there.
And do you know what the diner capital of the world is?
No.
New Jersey has more diners per square mile than any other state. And I like a good greasy food.
We have a diner by us in our town.
We do. It's Dave's not that Diner.
Oh. It's not that good.
I like it.
It gets a lot of hype from the locals. The food's mediocre. It's not that great. It's overpriced. Sorry.
What makes it a diner?
It's like in that like bus shape. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like one of those old-fashioned diners. I get it. Yeah, I don't know.
And another fact on the East Coast is, do you know what the first state was?
The first state to ratify the Constitution.
Yep.
In 1787 is...
Delaware.
Oh, thank you from the Peanut Gallery. Yes, Delaware.
And do you know what's illegal in Maine, specifically South Berwick, Maine?
What?
It's technically illegal to collect or steal pine cones from a city property.
Okay, that's one of those weird laws.
Yeah.
So okay. What happens with the pine cones? They just stay there forever?
Yes.
Or... Yeah. If you pick them up, you got to put them back. Otherwise, they're going to haul you off to jail.
Or get them on the black market pine cones.
Actually,
we'll start a business.
The black market pine cones.
And Maine probably has more than enough. I don't know why they're limiting them.
Yeah, I don't know, because we've got a lot of pine cones in our yard, and anybody can come help themselves, so we don't have to rake them up. Please come take our pine cones. I actually saw someone selling pine cones from their yard on Poshmark recently. And I was like, oh, we should do that. We should just bag them up and sell. She was like, selling four for $10. So $2.50 a pine cone. I'm like, I would pay someone to get rid of them out of my yard. Like, maybe we should start doing that. Just bag them up and sell them. Crafters would like that. Make a bird feeder.
Yeah.
Make a wreath.
And speaking of cheesecakes, which
we were not speaking of cheesecakes. Where did that come from?
We were.
No, we were.
Cheesecakes.
No, we were talking about cheese steaks.
Oh.
Same thing.
Same thing.
I don't know what's happening right now. It's not the same thing. Are we talking cheese steaks or cakes?
Cheese steaks.
Okay, because you said cakes.
I'm pretty sure I said cheese steaks.
You 100% did not, but okay.
But do you know the most popular two locations?
I know one of them is Geno's, because we've been to Geno's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the other one?
That would be Pat's, King of Steaks.
Have you been to either of those?
I've not been to either.
They're right across the street from each other, though,
they
right?
Are. Oh, they are.
Yeah, because we went to Geno's, and then you could see the line at Pat's from there. It was kind of funny.
And I know one of them is if you eat 7 cheesesteaks in a row, they're free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forget which place has it.
I don't even think I could finish one, but...
Eating.
That's too much. How is anybody going to eat 7 cheesesteak subs? That's not natural.
I know. But to get it for free.
Yeah, I guess.
And then did you know in Virginia, there's a UFO-shaped building that welcomes alien enthusiasts from around the world?
I did not know that, but I kind of feel like we should find out where it is in Virginia and then go there sometime.
Yeah, that might be another X-Files.
That might be Instagram-worthy.
Yeah. And Keith, you've been here to the... Basketball Hall of Fame?
I have been to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Where Jim Naismith invented basketball in 1891 using a soccer ball and 2 peach baskets.
Wow, that's very creative. Yeah, and then Quincy, Mass. Is where the first Dunkin' Donuts was founded back in 1950. And we know that Massachusetts runs on Dunkin's. We... can't get by without Dunkin' Donuts.
Wasn't the original name like something like Kettle something?
Oh, I don't know. Virginia, where's our fact checker?
Yeah, I'm halfway through it already.
Okay, thank you.
And to give some love to the West Coast.
Wait, Virginia's still looking.
We're going to go into West Coast facts.
Open kettle.
Open kettle? Wow, look at you, Keith. You are a wealth of knowledge. I love that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not even Dunkin' Donuts anymore. Isn't it just Dunkin'?
Yeah. Dunkin',
they just
yeah.
shortened it. I still call it Dunkin' Donuts.
Which is literally the best coffee, I think.
Well.
I agree.
It is the best coffee. It is the best coffee. And if they make it right.
Yeah. And we're going to give some love to the West Coast with some fun facts from on the West Coast.
Yeah, who's going to...
Yeah, I can start off. Okay. So
we're a little disorganized.
Up in the northern part of California, you got the redwoods. They're the largest trees in the world, with some reaching over 370 feet tall, which is taller than the Statue of Liberty.
Ooh, that's a cool fun fact.
And also in
Oregon.
Gone. It's the only state flag in the U.S. with different designs on each side. One side has the state seal, and the other one has a beaver.
I did not know that. And surfing is the official state sport of California. They have some of the best waves in the world, which I believe, because we've seen surfers like almost every time we've gone to the beach.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of surfing on the East Coast. I've seen people surfing, but you guys definitely have way better waves out here.
And is surfing a year-round sport?
Yeah. When it's colder, people wear wetsuits to kind of swim in the colder water.
Yeah.
And I believe the next Olympics, they'll have the surfing out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's in what? What year was it? 2028. Yes.
Yeah. We'll be back here.
That's going to be in
live.
LA. Yeah.
Yes. The Olympics.
Yes, it's on my lifetime bucket list to go to any Olympic event. So we're going to be here for something. I don't care what it is.
And we'll be covering it on the podcast.
Yes. Will we? Yes.
Yes. And did you know Washington is the leading producer of apples in the United States?
I did not know that.
Particularly for the Granny Smith and my favorite, Red Delicious.
Really? Those are your favorite?
Yes.
Okay. I like a good old Macintosh. Yeah. Or a Gala. Gala apples.
I like Galas.
Yeah.
Apple Crisp, I think. I mean, yeah. Honey Crisp.
Oh, Honey Crisps are good, too. I forgot about those. Yeah. What was I going to say?
You were going to talk about the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, I got all sidetracked because you guys just kind of looked at each other like who was going to talk next, and then I got sidetracked. This is awesome, you guys. So the iconic Hollywood sign in Los Angeles was originally created in 1923 as an advertisement for a real estate development called Hollywoodland, which is pretty cool. That was another thing that had been on my lifetime bucket list. And we crossed that off, what, like 10 years ago. It's really cool to see, though, because for those of us on the East Coast, it's pretty cool to see something like that because it's in, like, a ton of TV shows and movies. So,
why don't you take the next fact, too? Because
it has to do with Oregon. Yes. Oregon is the only state with an official state nut. Oregon's state nut is the hazelnut. In fact, the state produces over 99% of the country's hazelnuts. Which I didn't know. Aren't hazelnuts what's in Nutella?
I believe so. No, I believe it is hazelnut.
I think you're right.
I think it is hazelnuts.
And despite its reputation, Seattle gets less annual rainfall than places like New York City or Boston. But people have the image of Seattle being rainy all the time, but it's just really cloudy days.
Yeah, I don't know. This past year, though, we've hardly gotten any rain. We talked about this. We've been in a huge drought the past couple of months. So I don't know if that's true anymore.
And also in California, there are more cows than people.
Oh, my God.
The state's dairy industry is one of the largest in the world.
That's a cool fact.
Although, I would have never guessed that.
I haven't seen any cows.
Yeah, I haven't seen any cows.
Where are they? Where are they kept? Are there any farms around here?
Not that I you know, come to think of it, I haven't seen many cows either.
Yeah.
Which is funny because there's cows everywhere. We live in a farm town and there's tons of cows. That's funny.
And this might be have to put on my bucket list, but Seattle has an underground city beneath its streets. After the Great Fire of 1889, much of downtown Seattle was built at a higher elevation.
Try again.
Elevation.
There you go.
leaving the older streets below.
Yeah, I actually knew that there was an underground tunnel system under there because it's supposedly haunted.
Really?
So I'd seen it on, I don't even know, Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters. It was one of those shows I had seen it, and they did an investigation down there.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can get into the underground tunnels because I don't know if they're safe or not, but I know I definitely seen it on a paranormal investigation show.
They keep it on the down low.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Oh, my God. That took me like 5 minutes to get that. That was a good one. Okay, I got it now. Okay. You know what? I was distracted by Virginia because she's in the back writing a note. So I was like trying to read it over your shoulder.
And did you know the very first Starbucks opened in Seattle? Didn't we talk about that?
We did. Yeah. So talk about it again, Keith.
Yeah, it's in Seattle. I think it looks pretty much like any other ordinary Starbucks, but it's just the first.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, what did Virginia write? She wrote, if California was a country, it would be the fifth largest economy in the world, if you're interested, in parentheses. Thank you.
And we're going to do a callback to an older episode.
Yeah, that they just glossed right over that, but thank you for that.
We talked about our favorite TV shows. And Keith, do you have some recommendations?
Wait, what? What's happening right now? I was talking to Virginia.
We're talking about a callback to our earlier podcast about our favorite TV shows.
Oh.
And Keith's going to give us some of his recommendations.
Yes, I'm excited to hear your recommendations.
Some of the ones that I thought of that I thought you guys would like. One of them was Lucifer.
Okay.
Which I watched.
Well, we had started that at one point, and then
you got to make it through the first season.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, we didn't.
We're going to add it back in.
All right.
And then there's Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso is really good.
I've heard really good things. Actually, my brother-in-law, Phil, loves that show, too. But we don't have Apple TV.
Well, when you do.
When we do, it's just...
When you get a list long enough for...
It's just tough to keep paying for 50 different subscriptions to things.
Yeah.
Because we got rid of cable to save money, and we're not really saving money.
Yep. And what are one of our favorite TV shows that have you seen?
Well, X-Files I've seen.
Great show.
I loved X-Files. The Office.
Great show.
Yeah.
And you have not seen Supernatural. So if you liked The X-Files, you're going to like Supernatural.
Supernatural is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And what's the one show you can quote to?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Love Seinfeld.
Yeah. The Rewinds are big Seinfeld fans.
And another show I love, too, is Impractical Jokers, but, you know.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of
it's
that.
It's pretty funny.
I've seen like, a few skits, like, on YouTube, but I don't think I've seen a whole
and
episode.
And they're from the East Coast, too.
Yeah, they're all from Staten Island.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else we want to talk to Keith about while we have him and we have his attention?
Anything, Keith?
Anything, Keith?
That's
anything
it.
You
Thank
want to
you
say?
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. I feel like this was kind of a disaster, but kind of fun also. It's very
It'll
typical
be a good
of
bonus episode.
Chris and I.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be a good bonus episode.
This is real life. You know, I don't edit this stuff. You know that. This is just, you're going to get it the way we recorded it, so sorry. Or you're welcome, whichever. If you liked it, you're welcome. And, we also heard that people don't really like our see you later alligator and a wild crocodile, but
Who
too bad.
Who could that be?
Who could that be? Oh, Virginia in the background, but too bad because we're going to say it right now.
All right. See you later, alligator.
And a wild crocodile.